Kids, you're doing Jesus is. Is that right in kids' church? Do you remember? I hope you are. Because if you're not, it's what's finished now? Ah, but is it finished? When did it finish? Recently. Recently finished. So we'll take it. We'll take it. Where's Xavier? He had a cool thing I wanted to steal, but he's gone. Ah, lame. All right. This is a big question. Big question for, I guess, adults too. Important. So if you're smart, maybe you work this out. If not, you won't. All right. So pay attention. That's right. We'll see. What is your favorite thing to do on a mobile phone? Do you have any takers? Play a game. All right. Very good. Play a game. So I could press this button here and swipe across, and I'd be into it. I could play a game. Archie, what's your favorite thing to do on a phone? Did your dad ever let you touch it? Is it, what is it? Watch ABC Kids. Wow. Okay, that's very civilized of you. This one's got a torch on it. It's not the best thing about it, but it's cool. Kia's got the Bible. It's her phone. What? Take it camping. All right, so all I have to do on this phone to get access to all that cool stuff is I just swipe it across and I'm in. But I can make one change to the phone and all the cool stuff, all the awesome stuff you'd love to have, like you'd play with this phone for hours, right? All that cool stuff, if I make one change, all the cool things we love about the phone go away. I'll just do it real quick.
I gotta turn it off first. I can't even turn it off. All right. How do I do this, Kia? Okay. So, she's like, in theory, all the cool stuff's there, right? If I just, like, you could still play with the phone. Like, it looks like a phone. Still kind of a phone. It's awesome. Like, internet, you can play games. ABC Kids, you can watch. You could take it camping if you wanted. However, now, if I press this button and swipe across, a whole lot of nothing happens. So, why? The batteries. I took the batteries out. And I guess it points to me to what, maybe not the coolest thing about the phone, but maybe actually the greatest part of the phone, the most significant part of the phone, might not be its connection to the internet, or that's really important, might not be the cool games you've downloaded or ABC Kids, but maybe the batteries are actually the greatest part. Because the batteries make everything else work. They sit in the dark, they sit where they're not seen, and they spend themselves and empty themselves so that every other part of the phone can function and do all the cool things you want. And I think it's not a bad analogy for greatness, because without them, nothing is done. On the 4th of February, 1968, months before he would give his life in the cause of civil rights, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered a message on greatness, which is kind of what I'm talking about. And he said, "If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get someone to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others." He goes on, it's a message called the Drum Major Principle. It's based on an older message than his, but he's talking about greatness, and he's saying that he doesn't care about the credentials, doesn't care about the awards, just cares that he would give his life. And he was actually reflecting the words of Jesus, because in the days before, Jesus would give his life for an even greater cause. And in fact, if next week is Easter, then this week potentially is like relatively the same amount of time as when he would have said this. There was an argument over greatness among his disciples. And in Matthew 20, verses 25 to 28, Jesus called them to him and he said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." So greatness, kids, is one point just to remember, okay? Just one point, just so you can remember. Greatness is more like being a battery than being a cool app. right? The desire for greatness is good. The desire for greatness is a good thing. Competition is not bad. But if you have that desire for greatness, put it towards serving others, because that's actually the path that Jesus says will take you towards greatness. And I think you can see it in Jesus' life. I think you can see it in Martin Luther King Jr. And maybe you can see it in batteries. I'm not sure. So greatness doesn't have glory as its primary end. It begins with Jesus and it begins with sacrifice. It's just like batteries spending themselves so that all can function. The human race is not a sprint against each other. It's a relay run together, handing on to the next and the next. So here's another way to think about it, okay? Here's another way to think about it. I have two balls here. I've been watching YouTube. Yeah, it's not as cool as it sounds. Don't worry about it. We'll see. So one of these balls is Jesus. When I practiced this at home, I didn't have a mic, so it's a bit weird. It's all right. One of these balls is Jesus. I'm going to say this one. And one of the balls is us, this one. Because Jesus is greater than us. This one's greater. It's bigger. Colossians 1, 15 to 17 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. By him all things were made, visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. He calmed a storm. He walked on water. He raised dead people. He made like 5,000 lunches out of one lunch. He did crazy stuff. So he was very impressive. So if any of these balls is the great one, is Jesus, this is the greater one, okay? And the position of greatness would be above the position of less great us, right? If we have our position, we put like worldly understanding, greatness should go above. Our desire is to be better than others, yeah? To be the best, to get ahead, to get on top. But when we drop these, if greatness is on top, what's happening is it's using the little guy or the thing or whatever it is to cushion its fall. This is what happens when you drop these with greatness on top. So, not a lot, right? Greatness on top, when the things fell, they just fell down. And the weak one cushioned the fall of the great one. It was driven into the ground. Greatness kind of had a soft landing, but that's all that was achieved. What Jesus did is instead of positioning himself above us as the great one, as his position would deserve, because all things are made for him and by him and through him, instead of positioning himself above us and being like a ruler who would lord it over us, have a heavy load, he positioned himself below us, if I can hold on, and so that we are on top of him. Now when I drop the ball, yeah, nice catch. Now when I drop the ball, instead of greatness smothering the one beneath it, it releases a greater product than would have happened if greatness had fallen even by itself. It releases further results and further success. I'm going to try again. So greatness on the bottom, right? Watch your head, Luke. Wait, there. The greatness, when it serves, when it positions itself to serve, it releases greater results. Good catch. So Philippians 2, 5 to 11. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges and he took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. In that name, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord God, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for Jesus, that he took greatness and he served with it. He didn't try and make himself look amazing or like be the coolest thing ever, but he was willing to serve others and release them. And he didn't make himself great or make himself a king as we'd understand it, but he came humbly and he served others. So we thank you for his humility. We thank you for his service, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you died for us and that you rose again. We lift you up. Help us to emulate that in our lives. Help us to be like you.